Hello. The programme you're about to hear was originally broadcast on DAB station Upload Radio. You can listen and find out more about the station at uploadradio.com. Or you can tune in DAB in South and West London, Surrey, Wrexham, Chester, Liverpool and Gloucestershire. And you can also listen on the Radio Player and the Radio Player app. OK, so that's all the plugs out of the way, and now we can get on with the programme. Enjoy the show.
Undercover, the cover versions radio show.
Hello, my name's Gareth Jones, and welcome to a special programme to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album. But this is a special programme with a difference. You won't be hearing John, Paul, George or Ringo in the next hour. Instead, you'll be hearing other people covering the classic album. Now, back in 1988, the NME, the New Musical Express, released a charity compilation album called Sgt. Pepper Knew My Father, which featured all the songs from the Beatles album covered by artists of the time. 80s artists like Hue and Cry, The Christians, Billy Bragg, and cult indie bands like The Wedding Present and The Fall all covered the Beatles album. Now, I bought this album and I was a child at the time, and believe it or not, I'd never heard the original. I mean, I'd heard one or two of the songs on the radio before. I'd heard Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and With a Little Help from My Friends. But the actual whole Sgt. Pepper album, I heard after I'd heard the NME version. And I have to say, when I finally heard the Beatles album, I was a little bit disappointed. I actually found the NME covers album a little bit more interesting. And as the years have gone by, I've discovered more and more cover versions of Sgt. Pepper. So I'm going to take you through some of the good, the bad, and the downright ugly as other artists cover Sgt. Pepper. We present Sgt. Pepper's Phony Covers Band.
It was 50 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sgt. Pepper's Phony Covers Band.
Now, the opening track of the album has been covered by many people, including the cast of Glee and disgraced comedian Bill Cosby. Cosby released an album in 1968 of cover versions of rock and soul hits, with his version of songs like The Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops. And he also put his unique vocals to Sgt. Pepper.
It was 20 years ago today that Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Oh!
A very quick blast there of Bill Cosby with his somewhat vocally challenging rendition of Sgt. Pepper. But I think I'd better give you something a little bit more palatable. From Germany, this is a jazz vocal group called the McSingers, and their version, and a groovy version it is too, of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
It was 20 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper told the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. Let me introduce to you the act that known for all these years, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We're Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you will enjoy the show.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's wonderful to be here. It's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience. We'd like to take you home with us. We'd love to take you home.
And I don't really want to stop the show, but I thought you might like to know that the singer's got to sing a song, and you want you to sing along. So let me introduce to you the one and only Billy Shears, Sgt. the Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
And next up, of course, we have With a Little Help from My Friends, which has been covered by many artists over the years. Most famously, perhaps, the bluesy, soulful, slowed-down version from 1968 by Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker's version of the song, to many people, is regarded to be the superior version, and it reached number one for 1 week here in the UK. It would later go on to be heard on television every week in the late 80s and 90s for 6 seasons of the coming-of-age family comedy drama series The Wonder Years, focusing on the lives of schoolboy Kevin Arnold, and of course the rest of the Arnold family, Kevin's best friend Paul Pfeiffer, and the constant on-off romance of Kevin's childhood sweetheart, Winnie Cooper.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
know?
All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high.
In 1988, Wet, Wet, Wet covered With a Little Help from My Friends, which reached number one on the UK singles chart, raising much-needed money for the charity Childline. Marty Pelo's version of the Beatles classic stayed at number one for 4 weeks. But little did they know, a few years later, in 1994, they would be staying at number one for a staggering 15 weeks, with another cover version, when they covered the Troggs' Lovers All Around for the soundtrack of Four Weddings and a Funeral. Next up, we have Irish television puppet Dustin the Turkey, duetting with Boyzone singer Ronan Keating. Now, while Dustin the Turkey remains fairly unknown in the UK, he was a huge star on Irish TV channel RTE for over 20 years. Meanwhile, his puppet TV co-stars Zig and Zag went on to achieve massive UK fame, appearing on The Big Breakfast on Channel 4 in the 90s and having chart hits including Them Girls, Them Girls. But poor old Dustin the Turkey never quite achieved UK recognition. And in 2008, he represented Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest with a song called Ireland 12 Points. Sadly, Dustin the Turkey's Eurovision entry never reached beyond the semi-finals, and former Eurovision winner and Irish singer Dana, who won Eurovision in 1970 with All Kinds of Everything, claimed that Ireland would have been better withdrawing from the competition than sending Dustin the Turkey into the contest. Anyway, here we are, Dustin the Turkey covering the Beatles with Ronan Keating.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, gonna try with a little help from my friends.
My friends at Ify, Mikey, Steve, Shane and G.
But the version of With a Little Help from My Friends that I've chosen to play in full is by Brazilian jazz, funk and bossa nova musician Sergei Mendes. I may have pronounced that wrong. Sergio Mendes. S-E-R-G-I-O-M-E-N-D-E-S. My Brazilian has never been very good. And his jazz group, Brazil 66. Now, while the peak of his career was during the 60s and 70s, Sergio would later team up with the Black Eyed Peas in 2006, and he also appeared in Pharrell Williams' 24 Hours of Happy video. So, time to get bossa nova now. Groovy.
I sang out of tune.
Just stand up and walk out on me.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Oh, I get high days away.
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends.
Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends.
Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody? Could it be anybody? I want some.
Listening to Gareth Jones with a little help from his friends at Upload Radio.
There's a couple of great Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds versions I could have played, and when I say great, I mean great, G-R-A-T-E. First up, New York composer Marty Gold. He released an album in 1969 called Moog Plays the Beatles, featuring 12 instrumental cover versions of Beatles songs, all played on the Moog synthesizer. So this is a quick blast of Marty Gold covering Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I know what you're thinking. Now you've heard that. How can it be topped? Well, it can be, with a completely off-the-wall spoken word version performed by the actor William Shatner. Best known to most, I suppose, as Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise, William Shatner released several albums in his career, including the 1968 seminal classic The Transformed Man, which contains Shatner reciting works from Shakespeare and covering Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man. Now, despite the fact he can't actually sing, Shatner would continue to release new albums over the years, including back in 2004, when he teamed up with pianist and singer-songwriter Ben Folds. The album included a version of Pulp's Common People. If you've never heard it, I suggest you check it out. It's on YouTube, complete with a Star Trek animated video. So anyway, here he is, Captain Kirk, William Shatner, with his unique take on Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone.
She's gone. She's gone. She's gone.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds, and you're gone!
Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters, with looking glass ties.
Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile.
A girl with kaleidoscope.
Listening to Sergeant Pepper's Phonies Covers Band with Gareth Jones. I know it's been quite bad so far, but it's getting better.
It's getting better all the time. It's getting better. I used to get mad at my school. No, I can't complain. The teachers you taught were cool. No, I can't complain. Turning me around, filling me up with your rules.
Version for you there of Getting Better. That was by the CU Buffoons, an all-male a cappella singing group from the University of Colorado, who formed over 50 years ago. Now, obviously, the lineup's changed several times, as a new bunch of students arrive on campus every year, but they have been performing for 50 years. They've got a wide repertoire of cover versions, from Fleetwood Mac to the Bare Naked Ladies, but there they were with their a cappella take on the Beatles' Getting Better. And next up, we move on to Fixing a Hole. Now, there haven't been that many versions of Vixen Isle recorded over the years. It's probably not one of the most covered Beatles songs. But I have discovered a version by a banjo player called Jack Convery. He's a Dixieland jazz and bluegrass musician from California. And he's had a lengthy career working with the likes of Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, Willie Nelson, The Temptations, the list goes on. However, when you hear him, you may wonder why he's had such an amazing career. This is Jack Convery on the banjo with Fixing a Hole. This is Sgt. Pepper's Phony Covers Band on Upload Radio, with me, Gareth Jones, playing you the Beatles album like you've never heard it before. And next up, we move on to Jamaican and New York reggae band The Easy All-Stars. This talented collective have recorded and released whole cover albums in a reggae style, including Michael Jackson's Thriller album, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, which they retitled Dub Side of the Moon, and an album of Radiohead songs in a reggae style called Radio Dread. But from their Sgt. Pepper tribute album called Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band, this is their reggae take on the Beatles' She's Leaving Home.
As the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, reading the note that she hoped would say more, she goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief, quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. Wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs, she breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." Why would she try? she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting the man from the motor trade. She
Well, next up, we have possibly my favourite song from Sgt. Pepper, the circus-themed Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. Mr. Frank Sidebottom, actually. The 80s comedian with the big papier-mâché head. He sadly passed away a few years ago. He covered Mr. Kite, and for some reason, his version also turns into a cover of the Beatles' Twist and Shout. Only Frank would do this. Oh, blimey. And Mr. Kite has also been covered by two Scottish comedians. Firstly, in 1998, by the Big Yin himself, Billy Connolly, for an album of Beatles covers produced by George Martin. Then, in 2007, the comedian Eddie Izzard covered Mr. Kite for a Beatles jukebox musical film called Across the Universe. Now, I've never seen the film myself, and I'm not sure many people have, because it cost $70 million to make, but it took a total of $29 million at the box office. This was certainly no Mamma Mia.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Late of Pablo Fanke's fair. Have you seen it? It's great. They got stuff over men and horses, hoops and garters. Lastly, throw a hog's head of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world with the blue people. They're great. They're just chilled out. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishopsgate. Nice neck of the woods. The Hendersons, they're gonna dance and sing as Mr. K flies through the ring. Oh, don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production's second to none, baby. And of course, Henry the Horse gonna do the waltz. Oh, you've gotta see it. It's genius. I mean, she's brilliant, she does this stuff, it's movement, it's waltz. Horses, how do they do that stuff? You gotta give her sugar, you know? And she's called Henry, and it's a lot of explanation, but don't worry about it, kids.
Undercover, the Cover Versions radio show.
It's the Fab Five, John, Paul, George, Ringo and Gareth.
Now, if this radio show was on vinyl, by now you would have flipped the record over and you'd be on side two. And side two kicks off with Within You, Without You. Originally, of course, sung by George Harrison, and it was basically 5 minutes of Indian sitar music. Very spaced out, very psychedelic, very unusual for its time. And many people have thought they can't really touch that sound. So when I tried to find cover versions of Within You, Without You, nearly all of them featured Indian sitars. But to me, that's kind of pointless trying to do a cover version that matches the original. I'm here to find cover versions that sound nothing like the original. And I found one. From Toronto in Canada, I discovered a country rock version. There are no sitars on this track, and it sounds completely different to the original. Now, I can't actually tell you who's performing. It's a bunch of random Canadian musicians, and they got together for one night back in 2013 for a one-off performance at the Grand Hall in Toronto. These guys performed an entire evening of George Harrison songs. George Harrison solo songs, Beatles songs, even Travelling Wilbury songs. And this is their version of Within You, Without You, in a country style. Yee-haw!
Thank you.
Well, next up on Sgt. Pepper was, of course, When I'm 64. And growing up as a child, I was actually more familiar with this as an instrumental version with the theme tune to Points of View, the Right to Reply TV show. Obviously, there's the line in the song stating Point of View, and that's how they ended up using it as the theme tune. And I remember writing in once and saying, "Dear Points of View, why do you use that dreadful instrumental version of the Beatles song?" Sadly, they never read out my letter. So I've got a couple of versions for you, and first up, Baxter Jury, son of the late great Ian Jury, known for classic anthems like Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick and Reasons to Be Cheerful Part 3. Baxter Jury hasn't quite managed to reach the same level of success as his dad, but he has released four critically acclaimed albums since 2002 and recorded this spoken word version of When I'm 64 in 2012 for a free Beatles CD given away with Mojo magazine. And after hearing this rather miserable version, I think Baxter is probably in need of some reasons to be cheerful.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you still lock that door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
But now the version of When I'm 64 I've chosen to play in full is by the late comedian, oh, titty ye not, oh no, missus, Mr. Frankie Howard. Now, in 1978, for reasons I've never quite understood, the musician Peter Frampton and the brothers Gibb, aka the Bee Gees, got together with a cast of thousands and released a musical film, or some might call it a rock opera, called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The film and the soundtrack featured the Bee Gees covering Beatles songs, along with a host of surprising names. There was the actor George Burns covering Fixing a Hole, the actor Steve Martin covering Maxwell's Silver Hammer, the rock band Aerosmith covering Come Together, and the comedian and actor Frankie Howard, who decided to carry on camping with his version of When I'm 64.
Oh, don't, oh, no, stop it, oh, no, oh, no, missus. Losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greeting, bottle of wine? If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Or will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Forevermore. Will you still need me?
24. I hope I'll still be listening to Upload Radio.
Oklahoma indie band The Flaming Lips, known for top 40 hits like Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots and Do You Realize, were no strangers to the idea of covering a whole album when in 2009 they released their version of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. The album featured guest vocals including Henry Rollins and Canadian electronic rap artist Peaches. Then in 2014 they released the album With a Little Help from My Friends. Aw, Friends. With a Little Help from My Friends covered the entire Sgt. Pepper album and featured guest vocalists including controversial Wrecking Ball singer Miley Cyrus and electronic legend Moby. But for their version of Lovely Rita, Wayne Coyne and his Flaming Lips enlisted the guest vocals of cult Canadian indie duo Tegan and Sarah. The Grammy-nominated duo deliver a haunting vocal set against an eerie electronic backing track. Not so much a cover version, I suppose, more of a brand new song with samples of the Beatles. Next up is a rap hip-hop take on the Beatles track Good Morning, Good Morning, performed by New York rapper Rob McGovern, better known under the stage name of Neo-Theon 3. I think that's how you pronounce it. N-E-O-T-H-A-O-N 3. Neo-Theon 3. Yeah, I think he needs to work on his stage name. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. Anyway, probably less of a good morning, good morning. I think hearing this version of the song would probably put you right off your cornflakes.
It's a good morning. Yeah. Neo the One. Twist knobs and slash frequencies. I maneuver the mic device with much decency. I speak facetiously, watch punchlines and rhymes. Keep my cool in all situations, patiently calm. Nothing to do for these rappers, so bring their wifey sense. Beat down on my crown, I drown them and put a knife to them. Bring the light to them, they fruity like a high C. It's your thing, eyes lead like flies be. Float like Tai Chi, flex like yoga. I bring the shine like the largest supernova. You soft like sofa, I flow colder than the poles. Do you awkward, just like Jim Jones proposal on the global. You better sprout wings, McCartney, or I will Jim Carrey you like McCarthy. But it's hard to be, I will yoke you like John Lennon. So wake up and watch my ascendance. Good morning. Like Harrison Ford, Paris the thought that the one may have took a loss. It's never happened before. Set a trap at your door, cause you don't write like that. Where'd you get those bars? I alienate your fan base like Ringo Starr. Yeah, the kick go hard, and my kick's on Mars. And after just one encounter, you won't fix those scars. I get logs, a professor was, and I'm blessing the track with the dumbness. Flying needles, scores, numbness. I'm lunging, put a snare, break the hi-hats, and have Roddy kick it to the sunset. Holy gold, snapping out. Till you're cartilage, I'm the smartest. Rapping to be known in the projects. And I'm heartless, cause it's Groundhog Day. I'ma do the same tomorrow that I did today. Good morning, like that.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening from Upload Radio, Upload Radio.
Baba, 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 baba.
We're Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you have enjoyed the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We're sorry, but it's time to go.
Baba.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, 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 Oscar Band. We'd like to thank you once again. Sergeant Pepper's one and only Lonely Oscar Band. He's getting very near to end. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Oscar
Band.
Well, that was the reprise version of Sgt. Pepper, of course, covered there by Alti and Bassi. And Alti and Bassi is Italian, which translates as the highs and basses. And the highs and basses, or Alti and Bassi, are a five-piece a cappella group from Milan, who cover songs in both English and Italian, including a large repertoire of Disney songs. But it's the Beatles we're interested in for this programme, so sadly I won't be playing you their versions of Bibbledy Bobbledy Boo and Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. And now, of course, we reach the grand finale of Sgt. Pepper. I read the news today, and oh boy, it's two radically different cover versions of A Day in the Life. First up, a short burst of a rather comedic version played on the ukulele by a Kansas singer-songwriter called Eric Nicholas. It's taken from a whole series of albums covering Beatles songs on the ukulele. You can find them all at The Beatles Complete on Ukulele.com. That's The Beatles Complete on Ukulele.com.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph, but he blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. Well, they'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of
Eric Nicholas there with his ukulele version of A Day in the Life. And finally, what if Sgt. Pepper was recorded in the 50s rather than the 60s? Can you imagine how it might sound? Well, Big Daddy certainly did. Now, I'm not talking about the 80s wrestler Big Daddy who used to appear on Saturday lunchtimes on TV. I mean Big Daddy, the Californian pop group who cover songs in a retro style. They had one UK Top 40 hit back in 1985 with a 50s doo-wop style cover version of Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark. And in 1992, they covered the whole of the Sgt. Pepper album in a 50s style. The final track was turned into an impersonation of Buddy Holly. So, rather than A Day in the Life, you're about to hear something more resembling Oh Boy, Every Day and Peggy Sue. Ooh-wee-oo, this sounds like Buddy Holly.
Lucky man who made the grade. Hey, hey. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. English Army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. Just had to look, having read the book. Well, I'd love to turn you on. Woke up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and I drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and I had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into the dream. Turn you on.
Well, we've now reached the end of this trawl through cover versions of Sergeant Pepper. I do hope John and George aren't looking down on me in disgust. I'm sure they're not, they both have a very good sense of humour. Anyway, thank you for listening to this first edition of Undercover, and if you fancy suggesting some interesting cover versions to be played on a future show, you can email me at undercovershow@yahoo.com. That's undercovershow@yahoo.com. And I've also set up a Twitter page, which is undercover_show. Obviously, you don't type the word underscore. Undercover_show. That's the Twitter page. And a Facebook page, which is Undercover Radio Show. All one word. Undercover Radio Show on Facebook. So you're very welcome to email me, or follow the show on Twitter, or like it on Facebook. But now I'm obviously a very big radio superstar, I'm afraid I've decided to stop giving autographs. Yes, I'm going to take a leaf out of Ringo Starr's book. This is a serious message to everyone listening to my radio show right now. Peace and love, peace and love. I want to tell you, please, do not send fan mail to me. Nothing will be signed. If I receive an envelope from you, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you. With peace and love. I have too much to do, so no more fan mail. Thank you. Thank you. I repeat, do not send me anything to be signed. Anyway, peace and love. Peace and love. Okay, I think they've got the message. Thank you for listening to Undercover, and hopefully I'll be back again soon, playing you another selection of bizarre and unusual cover versions. This is Secret Agent Gareth Jones, signing off.